I think it's assumed that if the Knicks draft Zion, he's going to New York, and maybe that's right. But I think with their cap space, you have to start looking around the league and say, okay, now we can move this guy as well and get a huge, huge piece. So,
oh my God, we'll that would be
well. I mean, if you get Anthony Davis back, I think Knicks fan would be okay with that. I mean, it depends on who you're getting back. You're trading a potential generational player in this kid. But you're getting one back in Anthony Davis if that would ever happen. So we'll see what happens. But again, tonight, New York, Cleveland, and Phoenix all with a 14% chance of getting the frozen ping pong ball.
Oh, man, it's going to be excitement personified here on The Leader tonight, as well as this summer. It never gets hotter than it is in July, and that's because the NBA Summer League comes to Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center in Cox Pavilion, and every team in the NBA will be there, and tickets go on sale this week. And we got the vice president of the Summer League. It's Albert Hall today here with us on The Morning Show. How are you, Albert? Good morning.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Hey,
other than the crazy trade talk I just heard, we're doing great.
That was absolute anarchy. But you know what? It's crazy enough that it could possibly happen, especially when you're dealing with the Knicks. So when you come around to July, it's awesome every year, and it's hard to believe that we're getting to that point again. But for you, Albert, coming to Las Vegas for the summer, it's something I know that you guys cherish, and you and Wayne have done a fantastic job. What's in store for us this time around as we get ready for the Vegas Summer League? What nuances do you have for the fans?
Well, we always try to put on a great show first and foremost, and provide an NBA experience for all of our fans. And first, I just want to thank you guys and the MGM Resorts and all of our partners for helping us get to 15 years. You know, when we first started, we weren't quite sure. We had, as we say, six handshakes and a box of flyers, and we've turned it into something pretty successful and enjoyable for the fans. And this year will be no different. 32 teams, actually. We're bringing in two international teams with China and Croatia. But, you know, just up to 10 games a day. So fans can come out. You buy one ticket. You can go to and from each gym, see all the stars. We'll have the autographs. We've got some 15-year commemorative things taking place this year. I don't want to spoil it, but some fun for the fans and a couple keepsakes that they'll really enjoy. But, you know, some great lineups of talent. We will definitely have people that come back and honor throughout the course of Summer League who've helped us get where we're at over 15 years.
Albert, you have all the teams back again, but also two international teams, I believe, this year. When you start dealing with them from across, across the pond and elsewhere, and when you go into Asia and all these teams that you talk about, what's their parameters of coming here? I mean, obviously they get to play against great players, but what's the onus of international teams now being interested in coming to Summer League each year?
Well, the league is global, as we know, and there are players coming from all over the world. I mean, Luka Doncic last year, you know, each year they're stars. And what we're trying to do is really show the rest of the states and the rest of the world that these guys can play at this level. Team China has been a part of Summer League for a couple years now. They've played scrimmage series behind the scenes and, you know, taken all the atmosphere in. So they're going to do their best to try to compete. And then Team Croatia is another team that, you know, has competed at the highest level. They won the world championships, and a number of NBA guys have come out of there. So our thought is really to have, you know, Team China. We have a ton of people and a ton of interest in China. But the other spot really becomes essentially a wild card spot where teams from all over the world can now kind of vie for that last spot to compete in Summer League. And, you know, it's just another way to grow the game. We're doing a ton of stuff locally, but yeah, globally as well. And this is another way to showcase the talent around the world.
That's the voice of Albert Hall, vice president of the Summer League here in Las Vegas. And tickets are on sale now from July 5th through the 15th at the Thomas and Mack Center in Cox Pavilion. Go online to UNLVtickets.com or 739Fans. And we will also have a pair of tickets at 364-1100 to caller number 50 here after the interview. So, Albert, you know, it's great that you're on right now, because we normally will see, like, the number one pick in the draft against the number second pick in the draft for that first night on Friday, July 5th. Is that still partially the same for your schedule?
Yeah, definitely. We plan on 1 versus 2, whether it be Friday or Saturday night, that opening weekend. You know, we will sell out, so I recommend fans get their tickets early. We're actually offering a full season ticket, a reserved seat season ticket this year, which is new. But that's the goal, 1 versus 2. You'll have all the top picks. I mean, whether it be Zion and Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett and, you know, the projected first three, or even, you know, there's a lot of great bounce-back players this year with the Mo Bambas and the Michael Porter Juniors and the Wendell Carters and those guys who are expected to play as well. So Summer League provides each and every game, as you guys know, you've been there for years. Each and every game just provides a great competition, a great atmosphere. Everybody's having fun, but the truth is everyone's getting better, from the coaches to the players to the people around the game. That's what Summer League is really all about.
When you think back, because obviously Zion will bring out huge crowds and people will want to see him who didn't get to see him live when he was at Duke, I'm sure you're prepared for everything based on when Lonzo was there and everything around that summer and what you guys had to deal with. I mean, there's probably nothing that you're not ready for. When you think back on that time and kind of the craziness with the family and the cameras and everything, I can't believe there's nothing that Zion or anyone else in the future could bring to where you wouldn't be prepared for in terms of coverage or people with kids and people there to see people.
Yeah, I mean, we go through all types of scenarios between ourselves, the NBA, ESPN, NBA TV. You know, I don't want to say we've seen it all, knock on wood, but we're prepared for these things. I mean, this is what the NBA does, is put on a great show for an entertainment value. But he's definitely a generational talent. I've had the fortunate pleasure of working with him for a number of years on some of the Adidas stuff that we did. And just a great, humble kid who is excited to play, loves the game. And, you know, he'll be asked to do a number of things, and I'm sure he'll fulfill all those obligations. But first and foremost, he'll put it out there on the court and put on a great show. He's just an unbelievable player, and I think there's a couple others in this draft that will really shine as well.
Once again, tickets on sale soon for the Las Vegas Summer League, July 5th through the 15th at the Thomas & Mack and Cox Pavilion. Get your tickets at 739FANS and at UNLVTickets.com. And after this interview with Albert Hall, we will give away a pair for ourselves. And that's fantastic. Wait a minute. Did you say that you can actually go and get a reserve seat for all the games now? That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, that's the one way we did it. It's tough for us to sell individual ticket days until we know the schedule, which will come out in June, but... yeah, if a fan does want to secure a reserve seat season ticket, they can buy the entire Summer League in advance this year. So that's something new that we had.
I like it.
Yeah, and again, those reserve seats are right between the sidelines. So, you know, you're in the first, like, 12 rows, and you can't miss the action. I mean, and as you know, you never know who you run into at Summer League. There's the former players, all the coaches, the current players. It's just a fun atmosphere, and you know, we have interactive games for the kids all day. As I mentioned, autograph signings. We'll have a couple of new showcases and broadcasts up on the concourse. So there's plenty for everybody. Free parking, $35 plus fees, and $25 for kids and adults. Up to 10 games per day. It's really the best value in sports.
That's fantastic, and I know it's so much fun because now that you see the games are on ESPN and as well as NBA TV, and you got this great week of really like 2 weeks where NBA stars come in and they throw big parties at the clubs each and every night, right? And they're all over town, and you can really feel that this town loves basketball, and it was shown prevalent for 15 years now, very evident that they love coming to these games. And I mean, for you though, what's it like for like a typical day for you during the league when it's here in Vegas? Because the games start in the morning and go all the way through the night. What do you do all day? Like, how do you actually go and maintain any sort of focus? It's a lot to go on.
It's fun. No doubt. It's very challenging. It's funny you say that because I was just talking to my team yesterday, and me, I said, we have to train like we're in competition because we really do. Our, you know, it's tough on the body. It's long days. It's 16, 18-hour type days and a lot of U-turns, as we say. You know, you finish the game and you head back, you grab a quick shower, and you go fulfill the obligations at night. And, you know, most of them are charity events and, as you said, different events that we want to support. So we get out there as much as possible, but usually we're the first ones in the gym, last ones to leave. And it's great, though. It does bring a lot of life to the city. Our economic impact is well over, you know, $50 million now, and it's you see that in the clubs and the restaurants and the shops and the golf courses, you name it. But we're proud of that fact. You know, we started with really just kind of a lot of hard work and a couple good ideas, and now we've turned this into something that Vegas really feels it's their part of the NBA.
Well, Albert, it's great hearing your voice again. That means the Summer League's coming around the corner. We appreciate your time, man. Thanks again. We'll talk to you in July when it comes around.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
All right, Albert.
We'll see you out there.
Thank you. July 5th through the 15th, Thomas & Mack Center, Cox Pavilion, the Vegas Summer League. Get down there, MGM Resorts Summer League, 739 fans, and at UNLVTickets.com. And We'll give away a pair of tickets now at 364-1100. Here on The Morning Show, 364-1100 will be caller number 50. And we'll give you passes for good for any of those dates from the 5th through the 15th in July.
Get your tickets now, 364-1100. Back with the news. Back with the news.